You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live here with me, Ashley Burgess, on 570 KLIF, and also on iHeartRadio. It's really cool. You know, the Perspectives Purpose series has really continued for a while. I know it's continued for our third show now, on purpose. And last Sunday was awesome. We had Billy Blair in the studio, you know, musician, actor, producer, earth inhabitant, kind of extraordinaire, like he lives here. You know, spending time with him really rocked. And it really put us on the path, right, to understanding purpose. And how to really try to find your true calling, your true purpose. I think I brought this up last week. You remember Curly on City Slickers, the movie. And he spoke about that one thing. That one thing is your purpose. You know, your purpose here on this planet Earth. You know, we all have a purpose. We can choose to see it or we can choose not to see it. It's really easy. Do one way, do the other. You know, some of us, however, really want to know our true purpose. And sometimes we have a difficulty of really putting our finger on it. And, you know, if you really return mentally, like not go back to your childhood like in reality, but return mentally to your youth, you know, about age 5, maybe age 6, maybe age 7, depending, you know, I don't know, women mature more than, I guess, faster than boys, so I don't know. Maybe guys need to go back to like 7, 8 years old. I don't know. But you can, it really offers you meaning to tracking down your purpose, right? And putting it in the forefront of your mind. You know, as a child, we didn't have like a bunch of limitations that we knew of, right? You know, we kind of lived our life. We were free. We were always constantly asking our parents every question known to man, every single one. And we believed that we could absolutely do absolutely anything. So that was a cool time in our life. And if you go back to that time mentally, you'll find out what your purpose really is. And we'll talk about that more later on in the hour as well as next week too. Tonight's guests are extremely different. Extremely. You know, one has a well-defined purpose, which rivals the best of purposes out there. The other has a new life ahead of him, you know, with lots to think about and new avenues to pursue, as well as another comrade, which will be also on this show, has his concept of purpose down pat as well. So that's going to be interesting. Also, later on in the hour, we have the Perspectives Pulse, the Pulse Time, which will be great, talking about networking and everything that you need to be doing this coming week. And we'll be harnessing on one really good event that you need to go to, as well as JR's networking tip of the night, which will be great to hear. As well as, I also have Allison and Michael joining me in the studio tonight, and we'll be discussing in our third segment, dealing with the problems of purpose. When you found your purpose, right? We found it. We got it. But yet we have like these limitations, or we have these problems. And it's like trying to get past the problems and trying to get over the hurdles and trying to go up this mountain, try to go back down the mountain, try to do all this stuff, while keeping your purpose still alive, because that can be hard sometimes, because it can be pushing against it. You're like, why can't I just go, you know, no offense to anybody, but why can't I just go sell pharmaceuticals? You know, why can't I just work for this company XYZ? That might be an easy life. Not that that's an easy life, but sometimes you want to throw away that purpose and find something that, you know, okay, they're making some money. You know, because right now I got all this stuff going on. I don't know how to pay my bills. I don't know how to do this. I don't know where I'm going to get this done. So we're going to talk about that later, because that's going to lead us into our next episode, next week's Perspectives Purpose 4, which is going to be a lot of fun, because I know everybody's dealing with these issues, you know, because it's important. You know, and also joining us tonight as well is another person that didn't have the ability to have options. You know, they weren't trying to look for options because they didn't have any. You know, it's like when you're brought up and you're raised in a situation where you really don't have much of anything, and you're told every day, that you cannot do this. You're told every day that that's not an option. You can't go to that side of the island, or you can't go to that side of the country. You can't leave. You can't look me in the eyes. You can make $20 a month, and you should be happy with that. And if you try to get on a boat or you try to do something like that, you're gonna get arrested. You're gonna go to jail. And, you know, eating is gonna be a difficulty. Finding enough food, finding a way to make a living, as well as trying to leave this type of country that's just taking every bit of happiness away from you. It's gonna be an interesting show. You know, nothing like escaping from Cuba and being able to talk about that here on Only Perspectives with me, yes, Ashley Burgess. So, you know, so let's go without a shadow of a doubt. I know that a lot of times people love to listen to crazy news stories. And, you know, I think that part of the show is that we give you material that you can re-gift to the masses. You know, you won't hear it anywhere else. Your coworkers will be intrigued. Your spouse will be very interested. And, you know, we do our best, you know, honestly, you know, and so you can share this, you'll look highly intelligent, and others will wonder where you found this information. Basically, we make you look good, and you make us look good by listening. So by all means, keep it up. Thank you.
And it breaks up the monotony of the day.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Besides, you know, stare at your computer screen, you know, doing whatever it is you do.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's from A to B. That's from A to B right now, right?
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. So, let's see. Without any other credence, there was a... You know how they talk about studies all the time? They talk about these studies, and I actually found the most absurd study of all time. So, I was able to track it down. It's crazy. You be the judge of it. You be the judge. So, in a recent study, came out in the Huffington Post on Friday... I'm going to actually dub it down. It's 11 days. Well, let's take the top 6 days of the year that people watch the least amount of porn. And because this is a family-friendly show, let's change the word pornography or porn to cartoons. Okay,
to cartoons.
Yeah, why not, right? I mean, let's go with that. It gives me the warm fuzzies.
By the way, is this what you spend your time doing? During the days, looking up, stuff like porn or whatever.
I plead the fifth on that one. I can't even believe this. I mean, between that and making fun of me brushing my teeth in the shower last week, I can't believe this.
I'm seeing another side of you here, Ashley.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been trying to hide it. Doggone it. They're onto me.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So let's go with the top. Let's go with the last 6 days. Okay, so they gave us 11. Let's break down the last 6 days that people watch the least amount of porn, I mean cartoons, totally during the year. So number six is New Year's Day, you know, with all the hangovers and laying in the fetal position.
Right. That makes sense.
It's probably not the best of times.
And depending on, what they were doing, they may have had the live version the previous night. So why?
How much do you want?
There's a limit to everything.
There's definitely a limit.
Yeah.
We're going to put that limitation on people right now. We've
okay.
been talking about eliminating limitations, but we're going to add some tonight. Okay, number five, Independence Day.
Okay.
I'm surprised with the fireworks and all. I'm kind of surprised.
Well,
maybe they're having real
fireworks.
But
yes.
Maybe they're also having their real fireworks.
See, they look at one kind of fireworks during the rest of the week, and then Independence Day is the other kind of fireworks.
There you go. Or both. Real, non-TV genre-ish.
Right. Non-animated.
Non-animated. Okay, so let's see. Number four is Christmas Eve.
Okay. Now, that I think is, well, okay, actually, I'll come back to that one. Go ahead. What's the other one?
Number three is Easter.
Okay. Go ahead.
Number two is Thanksgiving. I mean, because all the bloating and all the eating and all undoing that top button, it's really not a mood setter,
well,
I don't think.
You know why I think Christmas Eve and Easter and Thanksgiving, that people don't watch it?
Why?
Is because they know it's wrong. It's a moral thing. They know it's wrong, so like it feels really weird. To watch it on what are supposed to be holy days.
It feels really weird. It's wrong.
Right. So people know it's wrong. I mean, they do it anyway, but, you know, so it's like, I'll lay off of it because, you know, gee, if Jesus comes back, you know, tomorrow, well, then I'm kind of in trouble, aren't I?
So you're going with the moral imperative issue. I'm going with the fact that your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your grandmother's probably sitting right next to you. I'm going with that one.
Well, okay. I can see that, too.
But I can see your logic, obviously. I think you're trying to see the betterment in the human condition.
Well, what can I say? I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt here.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Okay.
I mean, I'll have to give you that. That's a really good job, you know? I mean, I think it has to do with both. I will go with both moral and obvious reasons for, you know, you don't want grandma seeing that you're watching cartoons. You know, I mean, it's I don't know, it's a human condition.
Even though they know that you probably do, but still, you don't want to do it in front of them. Okay, so what's the number one?
Exactly. Number one, Christmas Day.
There
that's
you
Christmas
go.
Christmas Day. Yeah, I mean, that's hardcore. You can't do that.
Besides, you're too busy opening presents, you know, and, you know, hey, Uncle Jack, and, you know.
Exactly. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting together toys for your kids. You know, you're making a turkey for your, you know, your family.
Right.
I mean, you're barely getting away with having a little, like, sip of wine. That's like pushing it. You're pushing it. You know, you're trying to hide that wine, whatever it
especially
is.
Especially with grandma there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I mean, up until I was like, you know, 30, past 30, I mean, I was still sitting at the little kids' table.
Were you really?
Because, you know.
How old were the other kids?
I'm the oldest grandchild, right? So all the grandchildren are younger than me. You know, so everybody else is in their 20s or even late teens.
Oh, I was actually picturing you with like 4 and 5 year olds sitting there, and you're like really tall. Everybody, if you don't know Bill in person, you have to understand that he's really tall. And so I'm like imagining this like little tiny chair and this little tiny table, and he's like trying to make conversation with like 3 or 4 year olds with sippy cups.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was, but, you know.
But they were 20.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better. That makes you feel better.
So we're sitting at our table, and you know, all the, you know, parents and uncles and aunts and grandparents, you know, got to sit at the big table. You know, that's the way it worked in my family.
I always got to sit at the big table. But anyway, enough of that. We're gonna have to put Bill at the small table for the Cliff Company picnic coming up, I'm sure. But anyway, we'll talk about other amazing news here probably later on in the broadcast, if not next week. I was going to talk about some of the stuff about the Vatican, but I feel like it's probably not good to mix both the Vatican and what we were just talking about. So when we return, Perspectives will be joining Dave Slonwhite, Yels Bonny, which we call Fernando, as well as a gentleman named Mike that's also a good friend of theirs, and we'll talk all about this later on here in the next segment. We'll be talking about purpose, you, and why you're listening tonight is to help find your true purpose, as well as to understand other people's purposes, and it might make sense to you. It might put some things into perspective and help you kind of figure out your life. So stay tuned. Keep us on 570 KLIF or keep us on iHeartRadio. And guess what? Yeah, you know it. We'll be back in 2 shakes.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.